I would say that my life is a series of obsessions, much like everyone else's. Like, I was talking about it, and for a while, so I'm a transgender person, I was obsessed with my own gender. So, like, I was like, oh my God, do they hear me peeing, and does it sound weird? I don't know. But then I don't think about that anymore, because, like, 15 years later. So, like, when I got up here in 2007, that's actually where I was at. I was talking about my transition. But now, like, it's interesting. Like, at that time, like, I had all gay friends. I had all, like, trans friends. I had all that going on. And so, like, in this weird way, I was obsessed with gay culture. I was obsessed with trans culture. I was obsessed, what does it mean to be a man? Does it sound like, do people think about what other people sound like when they pee in the toilet? Like, what are they thinking about? But what's interesting is that, like, I got to a point where I was post-transition. I didn't think about that anymore. And I discovered acrobatics. And so, like, in your 30s, you shouldn't be, discovering acrobatics, right? So I was discovering acrobatics, and then, like, my teacher is this guy who's from China. He's a Chinese acrobat, and he is retired, and yet I'm 30 years old and trying to learn acrobatics from the beginning. And he's telling me about how, you know, the Chinese don't really separate their... They say, okay, yeah, you can join... What did he say? He said, oh, you don't send your son that likes to read books to the circus because... that's not a good... It's because they basically what happens is that kids start in the circus at 7 years old, and it's because that's when you can separate them from their parents, according to the Chinese. So, you know, that's when they can travel, that's when they can perform. But anyway, I started learning acrobatics, and it was interesting because, like, I had usually had, like, one focus, which was usually, like, an obsession with my girlfriend or something like that. But then I become obsessed with acrobatics. And suddenly, this thing just, like, took over my life. So instead of having, like, all gay friends and all trans friends, I suddenly had all acrobat friends. So now I have, like, a disproportionate number of super muscular, large, and very tiny friends. You know, it's really interesting that, like, suddenly you have this, like, dual obsession. I'm obsessed with acrobatics, and I'm obsessed with sex, but they're kind of, like, related. But, yeah, so, like, I feel like my life has gone through, like, a series of obsessions, and so, like, right now, I'm actually, you know, I'm about 10 years into my acrobatic obsession, and I'm moving on to baby obsession, because, I know, right? I've got a kitten, and my sister gave birth to a baby. And so all I'm doing is sending people baby pictures of, like, a kitten and a baby. And I'm like, who the hell am I? Who is this? But anyway, I'm just saying that I think we go through phases of, like, things that dominate our thought process. And my Instagram is still full of acrobats, and I'm still sending all my acrobat friends all the acrobat videos. But I am also watching all the baby videos and all the baby cat videos and all those things. So I don't know that that's a story. But I think we all have a series of interests and obsessions that dominate and create our thought processes. So there you go.